We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, with the 52nd pick, the Indianapolis Colts select Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver out of Texas. Cody, we had a feeling that Adonai Mitchell was on the Colts radar, but never once did we actually think, even after trading back from 46 to 52, did we ever think Adonai Mitchell was going to be available for us?
No chance, right? I mean, we all said Adonai Mitchell's a first-round pick, right? People were projecting him anywhere from 20 to the end of the first round.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, he has extreme talent, right? We've talked about it. What, like a 9.98 RAS score? Somewhere around there. One of the highest of any wide receiver in this draft. The fact that he fell, Derek, all the way down into the mid-second round, right? Because Indiana picked 46. They could have taken him there. But they traded back, got 2 fifth-round picks in the process, and still got a guy that I'm extremely high on. I took him in my mock draft. The only thing is, I took him when there was that. I think we had the scenario where we were trade back, right? But that was the first round. That wasn't the second round. So Tremendous value for Adonai Mitchell here for the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, a player that undoubtedly adds explosion. I mean, Derek, this is a guy, what, 6'2", you know, 205. Mm-hmm. He adds that explosive element to your offense. And frankly, I think he's just the type of receiver you don't have on your roster currently, right? And I think, Derek, this just honestly is the perfect complement to what you do have on your roster, because we know you have Pittman, who's that possession guy. You have Josh Downs, who's your slot guy. You have Alec Pierce, who's your big play down the field guy. You needed that separator and that yak guy. And Adonai Mitchell provides that for Indianapolis. He's got the size. He's got the athleticism, certainly. And you just got to think, man, Shane Steichen and Indianapolis, they got to be just so excited getting Anthony Richardson, another explosive playmaker, right?
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people were upset when Indy passed on a couple of those receivers there in the first round. I know they were thinking about trading back up, right? That was kind of something we heard. Mm-hmm. Indy was trying to trade back up, probably for a receiver, right?
Yeah.
So we said a receiver's probably very, very likely here in round number two. And the fact that Mitchell had this kind of fall, well, yes, there are some kind of concerns. And I know he didn't interview the best. That was kind of some of the reasons. Some teams didn't, you know, necessarily fully understand Mitchell, right? They didn't get a great sense of him. So that's kind of caused him to fall. And there's been some questions about, you know, is he playing at 100% all the time and things like that. That definitely gives some people some pause. But Derek, you cannot deny the talent. If A.D. Mitchell can reach his full potential, I said it before on the podcast when I was talking about, you know, drafting him. I think he has one of the highest ceilings in this draft as a wide receiver. I really do. And, you know, just thinking about, man, what this means for the Colts moving forward. Now we've seen them literally outside of 2021, every single draft they have taken a wide receiver with a second or third round pick.
Yeah.
So they are serious about adding talent to their wide receiver room. And now, Derek, you have 4 wide receiver deep that you feel very good about.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, very good about. And I think you just have a great repertoire of a lot of different skill sets in your wide receiver room. You know, and I think that's important, right, to have those different type of guys. So Adonai Mitchell, the fact that he fell, but the fact that Indy was still able to get him while trading back and getting some additional picks. I mean, bravo, Chris Ballard. I think that's a great move for the Colts. Still getting a great player in Mitchell, a player that people were shocked, you know, fell. Even some people were shocked he fell into the first round.
It's kind of funny because the Colts now, in their first round selection, got a guy in Latu that most people assumed was not going to be there at 15.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were just shocked by the fact that he was selected because most of the time we were talking about Dallas Turner. We were talking about some other edges outside of Latu, right? So people were shocked by that. But now you look for a Donnie Mitchell here where, again, another player that everybody assumed was going to be a first-round draft pick. Every single one. And why is that? That he ultimately fell out of that first round and into that mid to late second round that left him there for Indianapolis? Well,
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There's a lot of understanding. There's not a lot of understanding behind it. Ian Rappaport had reported, as you said, he didn't interview well with a lot of different teams. And yeah, you know what? That happens a lot. Not every team goes into the draft process asking the same questions and understanding you the exact same way. Every team has their own way of evaluating a draft prospect. And he probably did interview with nearly every team in the NFL, and quite a few of them, he maybe didn't interview very well. It's one of those things that some guys are not great at interviews, and some guys are still honing in on their skills as an interpersonal communicator and being able to just be in that moment. Who knows what else was behind the scenes, but nevertheless, Indianapolis still felt comfortable that, because again, they could have been just like everyone else and not had passed up on him because, you know, it didn't make sense because a lot of teams just didn't want him. But the Colts felt they got enough out of him. And on top of it, they saw what he did at his pro day. They've seen the film. They've seen what he is. And if you sit there and say to yourself that you can live with that and think that this is a prototypical wide receiver for Indianapolis, who, again, like you said, he's the perfect combination of every wide receiver that Indianapolis has on their roster now.
Yeah.
He can be a possession guy from time to time. He can be that yak guy. He can be the contestant guy. And Anthony Richardson was even saying on Micah Parsons' podcast, bro, if we can get somebody that can stretch the field, I'd be all for it.
Yeah.
And Adonai Mitchell 100% can do that with a 4.34 40-yard dash and an 11.5-inch broad or 11.5-foot broad jump, which is insane. And he's pulling up the RAS score right now.
I'm right here.
9.99. You cannot get much higher than that. That is, if you wanted an athletic freak, this is the guy right here.
And the only thing that for Mitchell that is not elite is his weight. So he can put on some muscle. He can put on some pounds, no doubt. But, Eric, you talked about it. The speed, elite in every single category. 40-yard dash, 20-yard split, 10-yard split. All elite. The vertical, the broad, the height, everything is elite for Adonai Mitchell here. And so just from a trait standpoint, he is just a perfect fit for Indianapolis here, where they're looking. And now, Derek, Indianapolis has addressed two of their biggest needs, two of the things that they have not had on their roster, that being an explosive number one potential pass rusher, and also and now an explosive guy in Adonai Mitchell that can definitely just absolutely take the top off the defense. So absolutely love this pick for Indianapolis. They're getting a steal here with Adonai Mitchell, and we talked about it. He can hit his full potential. I think he has a chance to be one of the best receivers in this class. I really do, because everything's there from a physical standpoint. Everything for Adonai Mitchell. And so getting Anthony Richardson a receiver that can take the pressure off of him, and heck, getting Michael Pittman a receiver that can take the pressure off of him, that's going to be huge for this Indianapolis Colts offense. And now you look, Derek, I really do believe round three and on, I mean, for the most part, like, it's defense. It's got to be defense.
Most
now,
of it might
you know?
Be defense, yeah. You can go corner after this now. And we were wondering, what was Indianapolis going to do? Because, you know, the reason why they went with a wide receiver here at this spot, you and I were talking about it. The first couple picks in the second round were wide receivers.
Yeah.
Then a bunch of defensive tackles went off the board. Then five cornerbacks in a row went off the board. And then six altogether before Indy. So a ton of these cornerbacks that Indy was probably looking at in this second round just went off the board. And they looked at it and said, Adonai Mitchell has the ability. We understand that there might be some issues potentially with communication skills, and who knows what else might be going on behind the scenes we don't know about. We won't know until we actually see him play and go out there and do what he does. But again, just looking at it from this perspective, the Indianapolis Colts hit a home run with this pick, because if, like you said, if he is anything like what he has with potential.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This might end up being one of the best wide receivers in this whole draft class.
Right, and we've heard Chris Ballard say things before in the past, Derek, about feeling like your locker room can be in a place, or it's close to, or it is in a place where you can add some guys with some potential character concerns, right? Now, I don't know if Mitchell necessarily has character concerns. He might, but I think that risk, I like the swings that Ballard has taken this draft. You know, going after guys with potential that has sky high, but not just potential, production. That you've seen proven production. And so Mitchell and this Shane Steichen system, man, I truly believe it's going to be a great thing. If he can get his head on straight, and if he can live up to his potential, I mean, the sky's the limit, man.
Again, Xavier Worthy was on the same team with Adonai Mitchell this last year, so they had to share production. Adonai Mitchell only had 55 receptions last year, but 11 of those resulted in touchdowns. So for every five catches, one of them was a touchdown for Adonai Mitchell. So that, again, shows you what happens when this guy gets the ball in his hands. And had 15 and a half yards per catch last year,
that's
which
impressive.
Was top 10 in all of college football last year. So the numbers are all there. Numbers are all there. The character concerns or whatever the interview issues are the only thing that what kept him behind. Now, whether or not that's an issue, we will find out eventually. But the Colts didn't deem it as big enough an issue to not make this selection here. So that's going to do it for this one, guys. Adonai Mitchell at 52. Let us know your guys' thoughts on this. Thank you so much. And as always, go Colts.